Chapter 42, War Protocol. She finished her performance by holding up her hands in mock frustration.
And the update can't be stopped. Sadly, the feeds will be down for the next few hours.
How many hours?
Don't remember,
came her smiling reply.
Gah, if only I had known before that you'd need the cameras, I could have done something.
Her bottom lip stuck out in true sadness, and she stared directly into the holographic camera above Jurgen's wrist. She hoped his pale-assed superiors enjoyed watching that later. Jurgen's clenched fists literally shook with rage. Sola looked back unbothered.
"Should we start looking?"
she suggested in a helpful voice. The shaking got worse. She really thought he might lose it. While she looked at him doe-eyed, Sola's AI sent her a message through her tactile interface.
Finn Evers has left the fifth floor and is making his way up stairwell C.
Showing no indication that she now knew where Finn was, she turned away from the quivering man and walked up to a hospital map on the wall. Pointing, she tapped 5E.
Now that I think of it, there's almost no one in this section. The guy you're looking for could be hiding there. I don't think it'd be a good idea to leave this section unsearched. There are only about 50 rooms.
When Jurgen glared at her incredulously, his arm still raised toward her, though it seemed like he'd forgotten he was making a recording. For good measure, she pursed her lips coquettishly.
Of course, I'm happy to follow wherever a strong man like you wants to lead.
Just in case she wasn't laying it on thick enough, she gave him an overly exaggerated wink.
You'll regret this,
he growled. Then he raised his link and started to give an order. There was no response. In confusion, he tapped it, then tapped it again. Realization dawned on him. As it did, his anger grew so great that he literally heard the sound of blood rushing in his ears like river rapids. Seeing that, Sola delivered her final fuck you. She snapped her fingers in false realization.
Oh, yeah. Code ZX7895 is a wartime security update protocol, which means any strike teams that aren't already in the building won't be coming in, and all internal communications are down as well, including links. I guess you won't be able to coordinate with the other strike teams or your pet gang members.
You dare,
he started to splutter.
Dare? Me? I'm just doing what my familia agreed to do.
Let the rest of my teams into the hospital. Now.
I'd be happy to lift the lockdown, if that's what you really want,
Sola replied with a smile. Before Jurgen could respond in the affirmative, one of the other men grabbed his arm.
Don't. It's a trick. The agreement with the familia was for a single lockdown. If we ask her to lift it, she won't be obligated to reestablish it once our people are inside.
Sola put on an anime-level pout.
Oh, you must be the smart one. Pooh.
She smiled at Jurgen again, praying internally that he'd be angry enough to attack her and let her retaliate.
So, I guess we'll have to start looking for him ourselves. It shouldn't take too long. There are only a few dozen rooms per floor, and 12 floors with 3 distinct wings. And I locked the elevators down, like you asked, so I hope you're ready to get your steps in.
Jurgen's eyes almost sparked in rage, and his white face was now noticeably redder, but ultimately barked,
"Let's go."
The other suited men and women glared daggers at her as they followed their leader. As they began moving down the corridor, her AI sent her another message.
I think I know why they're so interested in Dr. Evers. 2 people died in the car crash that injured him. The first was his fiancée. The second was...
She almost stumbled when her tactile interface revealed that a scion of the House of the Ghost Lotus had died. No wonder they had paid what must have been an astronomical amount to her house for this intrusion. Not to mention the cost of purchasing a wereguild from the Great Link. Sola moved along with them, thinking,
I've helped you as much as I could, Dr. Evers. I hope you can find a way out. And if you can't, I hope you fight to the death. Anything would be better than letting them take you alive.
For the next half hour, Jurgen's people started to clear the hospital floor by floor. To his consternation, and Sola's silent but obviously smug delight, nearly half of his kill squads were locked outside the hospital, along with most of the Charlemagne's. Unfortunately, Jurgen wasn't wholly incompetent. He'd immediately peeled off nearly everyone on his team to coordinate with the forces he did have inside the hospital. The gang members were all brought down to the ground floor. Half were positioned at the stairwells. A quarter was made to search the rooms on that floor, and the rest of them were used as runners to coordinate messages in progress. Like that, they searched the first floor with clinical precision. Her own security teams were co-opted as well, something she couldn't go against by the terms of the Wehrguild. They didn't actively search for Finn, but they did keep the patients, who were not happy about being restricted to their rooms or having their link access removed, more or less under control. The Third War had brought many changes to society, and one of them, for good or ill, was people not giving a lot of pushback to armed and official-looking groups. Too many horrible things had happened during the war for the public consciousness to place liberty over safety. When her security team told the patients that a dangerous fugitive had taken refuge in the hospital and they needed to stay in their rooms for their own safety, no one believed it. But few wanted to push the line either, not when they were promised it would be over soon. Patients and their families complained about being forced to stay in their rooms, but one look at the cold eyes of the Lotus quelled most complaints. Not a single signal was allowed out of the hospital either. There would be no news vans screeching up. The Great Link itself suppressed any police or governmental intervention. The Wehrguild could only be purchased by higher-level citizens. The cost was higher than most families made in a year, but it let those more valued by the world literally get away with murder. Most people did not even know that citizens or social levels existed, and that was by design. As some less delicate citizens suggested, there was no point in letting the cows know their pasture was a holding pen. All that meant the patients were forced to endure the disrespect of being detained and swallow the police lockdown bullshit story they were told. Of course, not everyone complied. That was when the Charlemagne's stepped in. Each time a patient's irate family member got a punch to the face, Jurgen smirked, knowing he was making a large problem for Sola and the Shadow family. Even better, he would be able to argue that such brutality had only been necessary because Sola herself had triggered a war protocol, which was something that occurred to her as well. She was not looking forward to the talk with her family later. She stood by her decision, however. She'd bought Finn time and had thoroughly shit on Jurgen Sunday. Even in a smaller hospital, checking room by room could take hours, and this was not a small hospital. It just didn't buy as much time as she'd hoped. With the manpower at his disposal, Jurgen was able to clear a floor in about 10 minutes and then move upward. Sola tried to delay them as much as possible, but Jurgen never stopped recording, and she could not actively oppose him. Doing so would mean opposing her own familia. That was something she wouldn't survive. Instead, she continued her quiet defiance. The primary source of that was thanks to a simple lie Jurgen had been too dumb to challenge. Her war protocol wasn't a true triggering of wartime footing. There were a few key differences, namely that a sublayer of comms was still active between her and her paid guard who was camped in an auxiliary security office. She'd always thought her uncle was a crazy old coot for making a second hidden security office for just a hospital, but she'd kiss the top of his wrinkled bald head the next time she saw him. Meanwhile, her security guard had sent a tactile message that he was pretty sure Finn was somewhere on 8B. He'd gone into a room there that didn't have cameras, and there was no sign he'd left. As time passed and they cleared floor by floor, Sola kept waiting for an update that Finn had kept moving, but it never came. That was why, as he exited the stairway separating the 7th and 8th floor, Sola stepped in front of Jurgen, actively impeding him for the first time since the search began. Naturally, she didn't present it like that. "Maybe if you told me why you wanted him, I could help more. Understand his motivations. Predict him, maybe." She had a helpful look on her face, but Jurgen was far past the mood for games.
Bitch, are you going to move, or do I need to move you?
The smile melted from her face like ice on hot metal, leaving only steel behind. The two stared at each other, dislike bordering on hate in both of their eyes, all subterfuge stripped away. Anything might have happened if one of the other Lotus hadn't shouted,
"Jürgen, there he is!"
They all looked up and saw Finn at the end of the hallway, wearing only a hospital gown and delivering a heavy punch to a Charlemagne. He struck the man in the face, knocking the guy out cold. Blood decorated his face, and it looked like he was bleeding from a wound in his back. At the Lotus member's shout, Finn looked up and stared at them all. A cavalcade of emotions shot across his face as he saw the blonde men and women making a mental connection to the man in the hover truck immediately. Finally, his eyes locked onto Sola for just a moment before he took off in the opposite direction. The men and women with Jürgen took off in immediate pursuit. Jürgen himself grinned at Sola in triumph. She smiled back, only one hand visible. The other one was glowing with glacial blue energy, a gift from the wave, and was behind her back, hidden from Jürgen's holocam. Looking completely innocent, she triggered her new power.